Hello, everyone. Before I start the episode, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who has listened, downloaded, and shared this podcast. We are always trying to improve, and all the feedback you have given us has been great. I would also like to encourage you to subscribe to our daily newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, industry insights, and Mercator Advisor Group commentary. Again, thank you to everyone who comes and listens to our episodes, and now, on with the show. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about how AI and machine learning are powering fraud prevention across payment channels. And to help me with that conversation, I have Rich Stupi, the COO of Count. Rich, welcome to the podcast.
Great. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk.
Excellent. Now, before we get started, let's introduce Count to our audience here. Can you give us a little background about Count?
Sure. Count is a anti-fraud platform. We started in 2007, and we help payment processors, merchants, and internet businesses of all types protect themselves from people that use stolen identities and stolen credit cards to commit fraud. We do that with, as you mentioned, artificial intelligence and machine learning, data collection, rules capabilities, and then we also have skilled people that help our clients navigate this very complicated space.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for that. Now, companies are at slight disadvantage, you know, when it's coming to, you know, fraud, as, you know, the fraud players here seem to kind of almost be a little bit one step ahead of most players here. However, though, with AI and machine learning that's starting to come into this, it becomes a little bit harder for fraudsters to get away with some of the normal tactics that they're used to. So can you talk to us a little bit how AI and machine learning is really starting to play a major role in preventing fraud?
You bet. And I think you're absolutely right that the good guys are at a disadvantage when compared to the bad guys. They have more data than they have ever had. They are more organized than they have ever been, and the good guys are coming up with business models that are becoming easier and easier to exploit through fraud. So in that sort of asymmetric situation, it's important to use all of the tools in the good guys' toolbox to help fight fraud. And AI and machine learning play a big role in that. That starts typically with data. That data can be used at a size, scale, and speed much faster than individual humans can work with, and it can uncover hidden insights that it would be impossible for people to find. So that can really tip that balance. If you've got you know, hundreds of machines working on your side in real time, detecting the activities and the malicious stuff that the bad guys are doing, it can really help tip the balance back in the favor of the good guys.
Great. And now I want to bring up one thing here to get your take on this here. So now we know when it comes to machine, you know, AI and machine learning here, that the more data you put into it, the better the results are going to be from that. So do you think that when it comes to fraud prevention, it really is the people with the most data win, or, you know, is there another method here that I might not be seeing?
Yeah, well, I think that is basically true. When I talk to data scientists and we talk about, would you rather have a new great algorithm, or would you rather have more and better data? The answer is almost always, I'll take the data, because the algorithms are basically commoditized at this point. And if you have good, clean data at the right point that you can turn into well-behaved features that can be used by machine learning models, you have a great first couple steps in the process.
Okay. Now, again, kind of getting into the AI and machine learning, but also kind of taking a look at the way in which the machine is trained here, really I want to take a look at kind of two main focus areas here, one being unsupervised machine learning and the other one being supervised machine learning. Can you break down the differences between those two for us?
You bet. And it's really pretty simple. Unsupervised machine learning has no supervisory signal, meaning no ground truth. It doesn't rely on you providing an answer and training the model. What it does is clustering or grouping of some type. And that allows you to not only group things in the case of fraud, things that are likely to be fraud and not likely to be fraud, but it also you can take those groupings and analyze them and produce other strong signals that can be used in other types of learning. So that's unsupervised. The key is no ground truth or what we call no labeled data. Okay. Then the supervised machine learning is the opposite in that each event is labeled, as in the case of fraud, either labeled as fraud or not fraud. You use that those labels to train the model and look for elements inside those transactions that would predict that outcome.
Excellent. Okay. Now, the access to data and people's information really kind of seems to be almost cheaper than, you know, it's ever been. So that really kind of lends itself to really saying that it's important for companies to ensure that they have layered levels of protection and technology along with their own source of data. So really, what are kind of some of these additional layered levels of protection that companies should be looking to have?
Sure. So when you think about protecting payments, you also should probably think about protecting every step along the way in your digital customer journey, because the customers will interact with a merchant or an internet business, and they'll do payments at some point. But along the way, you'll want to make sure that you're protecting their accounts from account takeover or brute force attacks. You want to be monitoring who's logging on to the website. And then you'll be wanting to monitor other events that might not necessarily be related to payments. And so when you do those, there'll be varying levels of data available for each of those events. For example, if I'm monitoring a login, I may only be able to get a username and maybe an email, some device data, et cetera. And so you'll want to augment that data with your fraud control platform. That's one of the things that we do inherently in our business, is we take a handful of data fields and double, triple, quadruple the amount of data that's available through a data augmentation process. That's very helpful for the machine learning, but it's also very helpful for other complementary technologies like rules-based decisioning and policy-based decisioning. So it's about thinking about every step in that journey and figuring out in each step what's the right kind of data to collect and create, and what's the right level of protection to put into each one of those steps.
All right. Now, when it comes to fraud, why is fraud really a good problem for machine learning to solve?
Well, I think first and foremost, all AI problems are hard problems, and fraud is very hard. And it's hard for multiple reasons. One, if you get the answer wrong, it's expensive either way. So there's a lot of problems out there where if you're wrong on one side, it's not that big a deal. And if you're right on the other side, it is, it's acceptable. But fraud, if you get it wrong, if you call a transaction fraudulent when it's not, you lose the sale, you might lose the customer or the lifetime value of the customer. And if you have a situation where you didn't think it was fraud and it is, then you lose the goods, brand damage, et cetera. So it's a hard problem in that respect. It's also a hard problem because of something called class imbalance. The vast majority of transactions are good transactions, often 98, 99%. And a well-constructed fraud system can take that down to 99.9 or greater percent of good transactions. So you're really looking for a needle in a haystack, and that makes it much harder to find the answer. Then it's also complicated because there's a lot of data. It moves in real time, and it's very complicated in that it's hard to understand all of the activities that the fraudsters are performing, because they're smart thinking people attacking you at multiple angles, at multiple times, doing multiple things. All of that together makes it a very hard problem that AI and machine learning are very well suited to fixing if you do it right.
Great. And I think you brought a great point there that I don't think that we hear too often of, is that really kind of the false positives really are, can be extremely damaging in that, you know, as you said, that it can really diminish the lifetime value of that potential customer that comes through. You know, they have a horrible experience, and then therefore they say they're not going to shop with you anymore. Well, how much money did you really lose because of that false positive?
Absolutely. And that is a difficult question to know. But we've done analysis across our entire network and have seen that when a person is declined either by the bank or by the fraud system or by some policy, we see that you're losing multiples of that individual transaction. So if the transaction was $100, you could be losing thousands of dollars over the lifetime opportunity with that customer.
All right. And before we wrap things up here, one last question. Now, as we take a look at 2018 and beyond, what would you say you're most excited about seeing within the payments industry?
The thing I'm most excited about is the new business models that are coming out and allowing people to interact with their customers, to grow their businesses in ways that they haven't really anticipated before. Now, as those happen, you know, in situations where, you know, the personal digital assistant, voice-based, Internet of Things, all of those are going to present interesting challenges to both merchants, payment processors, and the banks that satisfy those payments. I think one of the things that that's going to lead to, and it has been leading to, a very large problem in the industry, and that problem right now is an inordinate number of authorization declines or transactions or credit card payments or debit card payments that are unnecessarily being declined by banks. And they're doing this because they're unsure about the relative safety and relative risk of those transactions. And this can be, you know, 5%, 10%, 15%, 25% of the transactions for some of our clients are being declined by the bank. I'm really excited because I think there's going to be solutions based in part on AI and machine learning that are going to help solve that problem, and it's going to really help people grow their businesses.
Right. Well, Rich, thank you very much for taking the time today for speaking to us about AI and machine learning and how it relates to fraud. And we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.